Morning. Today's daf Menachos Samachvav. We are in Samachay Amud Beis. We are starting today with the parentheses towards the top of the Amud, about a third of the way down in Samachay Amud Beis, with our simanim. What we're looking to, this morning to accomplish is to understand the Chachma Mesora and today's a repudiation of the Baitusim. Number days throughout Shas we have this. Comes to mind as I was preparing last night. Came to my mind the 8th parak of Baba Kama. The beginning of the 8th parak of Baba Kama, we know the pasuk says that if somebody pokes an eye out of you or does any type of bodily damage, so the Torah gives a very simple formula, and that is ayin tachas ayin. So you just simply take out his eye. And everything's now fair, and we're even. And so as we know, that although the Torah puts it in what seems to be a very harsh term, but it's not ayin tachas ayin, but rather it's mamun. But rather, it's monetary payment for any kind of bodily damage that's done to you. And if you recall the beginning of the eighth parak of Baba Kama, the Gemara spent two blot of Gemara over there, going over how we get to from point A to point B, how we get to from ayin tachas ayin, and meanwhile that means mamon. So similarly over here, the Torah tells us when to offer the omer and when to start counting. And the Torah's instructions are very clear: it's b'macharos haShabbos, u'sfartim lachem. This is Parshas Emor, Vayikra, Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav. U'sfartim lachem b'macharos haShabbos. So you start counting from the day after Shabbos. Miyom aviyachem es omer tenufa, on the day that you bring the omer. Sheva Shabbos es temim es tiyenu ad mimacharos haShabbos haShvi'is, all the way up until the last of these Shabbosos, of these seven Shabbosos. And then Tisperu chamishim yom v'yikraftim mincha chadash l'Hashem. So good, so the Torah tells us that the Omer is brought on the day after Shabbos, and we start counting the day after Shabbos, and we celebrate Shavuos the day after Shabbos. And so, without a Mesorah, without a Torah Shabbat Peh, so one would arrive at the conclusion that, when do I bring the Omer? Sunday. And when do I start counting? Sunday. And when do I celebrate Shavuos? Sunday. And in fact, one of the Baitusim said to Rav Yochanan Zakkai in the course of yesterday's daf, I know why. And he comes out with, outlandish. At the same time, also, it's nice, meaning it's a nice sentiment. And that is, Moshe Rabbeinu loves us, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when making this one-day yantiv, it's just a one-day yantiv, to put it right in the middle of the week. Who wants a holiday in the middle of the week? So what Moshe Rabbeinu did, out of consideration for us, is that he put Shavuos on a Sunday, so that way we would have a two-day weekend. Shabbos Sunday. Great. Shabbos Shavuos. So there were a number of groups during Bai Sheni who were kofrim, who denied Torah Shabbat Peh, and so by Tusim Sedukim, and they weren't just these out in the middle of nowhere, they weren't on the fringes, but they incorporated a lot of Jews, and they had a lot of power. And so they said that this is in fact so. We do not say that. We say that Shavuos is the day after Pesach, meaning the 16th day of Nisan. We say that Shavuos is 50 days later, after that. And so the Omer can come out on any day during the week, and Shavuos can come out any day during the week, and it's not the day after Shabbos. The Torah says, Mimachros Shabbos. You know what the Torah means. It means the day after Yontif, the day after the first day of Pesach, and it means the 16th day of Nisan. That's what the term means. So how do we know that? So the first answer, which the Gemara doesn't say, but it's the Rambam writes this. The Rambam, I didn't double check last night. The Rambam for sure says it's by Ayin Tachas Ayin. The Rambam says it's by Dalam Minim. The Rambam, I'm not sure if he says this over here. My best hunch is that he does. I didn't look it up. But the best answer is that it's a Mesorah. Meaning that although the Torah was given to us, and the Torah has a certain amount of written material, but there's also Torah Shabbat Peh, and just part of the Mesorah is Mimachros Shabbos, means not Shabbos, but the day after Pesach. That's what we call that answer number one, above and beyond all that which the Gemara says. But on top of that, the Gemara goes through a number of proofs and rayos and hochachos that, in fact, you can actually read this into the Torah. In other words, we're going to look at the Pesukim, and we'll see in the Pesukim inside that there does seem to be some evidence, in fact, a lot of evidence, that Mimachros HaShabbos can be read as the day after Pesach, aside from the fact that it's also our Mesorah. Okay, with that stated, so we first yesterday went through Rav Yochanan Zakkai and his exchange with the Baitos. And Rav Yochanan Zakkai gave us our first of what's going to be over the course of today, 8 different proofs in the Gemara that Mimachares HaShabbos means the day after Pesach. So the first that's given by Rav Yochanan Zakkai that we already saw yesterday is the fact that the Torah seems to be giving us 2 different counts. It gives us a week count and it gives us a day count. The week count is 7 weeks. The day count is 50 days. Now, we could also ask the question, which the Gemara doesn't ask, 7 weeks does not equal 50 days. 7 weeks equals 49 days. But leave that aside. In other words, that's resolvable. But the but Rav Yochanan Zakkai said to the Baitus, first he called him a Shota, and then he says to him, why does it say 50 days? Why does it say 7 weeks? Because when we talk about a week, so a unit of a week is, of course, 7 days, but it's also generally Sunday to Shabbos, meaning consider the first week of creation, Sunday to Shabbos. So when the Omer comes out on Sunday, meaning when Pesach comes out when Pesach comes out on Shabbos and the Omer comes out on Sunday, that Sheva Shabbos is Tamimos. So then we're going to be counting 7 weeks, meaning 7 Sunday through Shabbos. And then we'll do that, okay, and then Nechanam. And of course, then Shavuos will be on a Sunday. But if the Omer were to be coming out on any other day other than Sunday, if it came out on Monday, all the way up to Shabbos, including Shabbos, so then Chamishim Yom. So then we're going to be counting 50 days, because then it's not going to be predicated on the week, but then it's just going to be predicated on the day after Shabbos. And that was Raya number 1. That belonged to Rav Yochanan Zakkai, and we continue. So take a look at the parentheses. The parentheses are there to give us a mnemonic to help us remember the next 4 opinions in this brisa. Structure of the day, very simple. We're going to be learning over the course of today 2 brisas. We're in the middle of 1 brisa, and in this brisa there are a total of 5 different Tanaim, giving 5 different proofs in terms of how we know Mimacharas HaShabbos is the day after Shabbos. Then on the bottom of the summit, we're going to be starting a 2nd brisa. You see it about 2/3 of the way down, Tana Rabbanan. We're going to get there shortly. And in that brisa, we're also going to go through a different 5 additional proofs. There's going to be some overlap between brisa number 1 and brisa number 2. So when all said and done, when the day's over, so we're going to see a total of 8 different proofs today in the course of the daf. I know brisa number 1 is 5, brisa number 2 is 5, but 2 of them overlap one with another. So 8 different proofs in terms of how we know this is so. That's our task over the course of today. That'll take up half of today's daf. As a really interesting aside, we're going to learn later in the course of this morning the idea when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. There are 2 different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to count weeks. There's a mitzvah to count days, and obviously a lot of discussion around that. But that's later this morning. Let's continue in the Gemara right after the parentheses, right after the simanim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Eino Tzarech, meaning he's giving his proof. Harehu Omer Tispor Lacha Sfira Tuluy Bedeisin. The Torah says Tispor Lach in Parshas Re'eh. You're counting. The count is going to be predicated on you. A count which is based on Beis Din. Shem Yodin L'Chadesh. Mi Machros HaShabbos, Machros Yom Tov, Yatzah Shabbos, Breishish, Shesfirosa, B'chol Adam. You see, if the count was always going to be Sunday, we don't need Beis Din for Sunday. Sunday is a day of the week which comes up irrespective of when Beis Din decides to make Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, Tispor Lach means that the counting has to be determined by you. What does that mean, determined by you? Meaning that we don't always start counting on a Sunday, but rather we count calendarically based on a date of the month, meaning the 16th day of Nisan. I need Beis Din to know when the 16th day of Nisan is, because Beis Din is the one establishing when Rosh Chodesh is. That's proof number 2. Proof number 3, Rabbi Yeshua Amar Amar Torah, Mane Yamin V'Kadesh Chodesh, Mane Yamin V'Kadesh Atzeres. So in terms of counting, there's a number of times where we count and we're Mekadesh, and we sanctify. Rosh Chodesh being one of them, Atzeres being another one of them. So these are times when we count, and then we're Mechadesh, and then we're Mekadesh, and then we sanctify. Machor Shamach L'Biyaso Nikaraf, Atzeres Shamach L'Biyaso Nikares, V'im Tamar Atzeres L'Olam Acher HaShabbos, Hechtei Nikares Mishlafanel. Now, as far as when we're counting Rosh Chodesh, so we know that there's going to be something that is always going to precede Rosh Chodesh, and that is the Molad. Now, when we talk about the Molad could be understood as just simply the time of alignment, the period of alignment between the sun, the moon, and the earth. But then at that point in time, there's simply no visibility of the moon. So there's nothing that we perceive. We don't see the Molad. The Molad is an astronomical event. Molad also could be understood as the beginning of the moon, the first sighting of the moon. So in this regard, so we know that if we see the new moon, so that precipitates the Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, there's something always that comes that precedes Rosh Chodesh. and that is Riyas HaMolad. So the and as far as excuse me, and as far as Omer is concerned, there's something that always precedes that as well, and that of course is Pesach. Meaning, if it were just that we're counting on a Sunday, and it's always going to be Sunday, so then we don't have something that always precedes it. Because the relationship between Pesach and Sunday is a tenuous relationship. Sometimes Sunday can come on the day of Pesach, sometimes it can come, I know, with a fixed calendar. Not everything I'm saying is correct, but without a fixed calendar. Sometimes the Omer can come on sometimes Pesach can come out on Sunday, sometimes Pesach can come out on Monday. But in other words, if we're always going to be counting on Sunday, so that means that the count is not following a constant event. If, however, we're counting it on Sunday, let me start that sentence again. If we're always counting the day after Pesach, so that means to say that we have a constant event that precedes the count, otherwise known as Pesach. Next, proof number 4. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Amar Torah Havei Omer BePesach V'Shtei Halachim Atzeres. Malahalan Regel T'chilas Regel Afkan Regel V'T'chilas Regel. Look, let's take a look at the relationship between the Omer and the Shtei Halachim. Right, the Omer is brought on the first day of the count. The Shtei Halachim is brought on the last day of the count. And the and you know that when we talk about the Shtei Halachim, so what is the Shtei Halachim? That is Regel U'T'chilas Regel. It's a Yontif in the beginning of a Yontif. Now, by Shavuos, it's a little bit hard to understand, right? You understand that Shavuos is certainly Yontif. That part everyone understands. It's Chilas HaYontif. It's the beginning of Yontif. What does that mean? So what that means is, says Tosos, that when it comes to Shavuos, even though Shavuos is a one-day Yontif, but if you didn't bring your Karbanos on Shavuos, so you have Zayin Yemei Tashlumim. You have 7 days afterwards where there are makeup days. There are makeup days where you can bring up a carbon. Since they are makeup days to bring up a carbon, so to a certain degree, on a certain level, it's viewed as a week-long yontif. I know it's not. We all understand it's not. But vis-a-vis tashlumim, it is now the beginning of that week period of tashlumim. So therefore, it is viewed as a quasi-yontif. Similarly, now let's back ourselves up to the Omer. So the Omer also has to be yontif u'tchilas yontif. It has to come out in the beginning of yontif. Now again, we know it's not the first day of Pesach, because the Torah says mimacharas. So, but it must be towards the beginning of Pesach, and this will be called proof number 4. Proof number 5. Rav Yehuda ben Besera Omer Nemer Shabbos Lamala v'Nemer Shabbos Lamata. Malahalan Regel Tchilas Regel Samoch La. Afkan Regel Tchilas Regel Samoch La. And our fifth proof of this brice is going to be the following. You'll notice in the Torah that the Torah uses the words Mimacharos HaShabbos two occasions. We read the pasuk. Let's read it again. Usfantam Lechem Mimacharos HaShabbos Miyam Aviyachem Esomer Tenufa Sheva Shabbos Timomos Tiyena Ad mimacharas haShabbos haShaviis tisperu. Tisperu chamishim yom v'krafta mincha chadasha l'Hashem. So we have mimacharas haShabbos describing the Omer. We also have it vis-a-vis the Shtei Halachim. Now again, it's a similar proof, but it's not. It's based on the double repetition of mimacharas haShabbos when it comes to Shavuos and the Torah's description of mimacharas haShabbos. So we know that's yontif and tchilas yontif. Again, go back to what we said earlier in terms of what that means. When it comes to the beginning of Mimacharos HaShabbos, meaning the Omer, same story. It's Yontif U'Tchilas Yontif, meaning you put it at the front end of the Yontif of Pesach. Again, it's not the first day because it's Mimacharos, but it's going to always be day number 2. So Adkan, that takes us to the end of this Braisa. So in this Braisa, we had 5 different arguments, explanations, proofs in the Torah that Mimacharos HaShabbos is a reference to the day after Pesach. And the day after the first day of Yontif. Are all these proofs ironclad absolute proofs? So I'm not in a position to be able to judge. That's not my job. However, I do know, we're going to see later this morning, the Gemara is going to say this, therefore I can say it, and that is, not all these proofs are ironclad. They're not, they're hints, they're rayas, but they're not ironclad. Some of them are better than others. Stay tuned, the Gemara is going to weigh in on which of these proofs were better than others. Next, Tana Rabbanan. And here we are now with our second Braisa. And our second Braisa, we're going to do this again. We're going to go over Tanaim and the various opinions of the Tanaim. This Braisa also is going to have 5 different arguments in terms of how we know that Mimachra Shabbos means the day after we start counting the Omer and start bringing the, and we bring the Omer the day after the first day of Yontif, otherwise known as the 16th day of Nisan. So the first halacha in this braisa is not really connected to the discussion, but the braisa over here is quoting the pasuk and darshaning the pasuk. So usfartam lachem, and you're going to count, and that means that everybody's going to count. This is a mitzvah incumbent on every one of us to count. Meaning, unlike, let's compare this to, let's say, for example, the counting of Shemitah. Right, where we count also there that we're going to be counting seventh. First year of Shemitah, second year of Shemitah. That's a Beis Din mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah for us to count at the beginning of the year, but at the beginning of the year, every Rosh Hashanah, so Beis Din is going to be counting. This is year number, whatever year it is, of the Shemitah cycle. When it comes to Omer and the Sfira Sa'omer, that's a mitzvah for us to count. Really interesting. Tosus over here, second to last Tosus on the Amud. He writes, Gabi Yovel Ksiv, Usfart Alachad, A Basin Kamalu Rachmana, Vishema Basin Sofram of Umavarchim Kamushan of Avarchim Asfir Salmer. So Tosos considers, entertains the idea that maybe Basin is going to be counting when they're counting Shemitah and they're counting Yovel. Maybe. Just like we count when we count Sfir Salmer, meaning it's a mitzvah to count Sfir Salmer. So we make a bracha when we count. We'll talk more about that later this morning. So Basin also maybe, Tosu says, Tosu's not sure, but maybe Basin's also going to make a bracha as well. There is another count when a woman is a Zav Gadola and she's counting her Shiv Nikiyim to conclude her Zivus. So that is also a count, and the Torah says, Dechsiv Us V'Safra La. So Shaykh Babracha, sorry, the Gabi Zav Dechsiv V'Safra Lo Shaykh Babracha. So Tosas, on the other hand, says, yes, there is a there's also a time where a woman does a count of Shiv Nikiyim, but Tosas says, I wouldn't make a bracha over there. Interesting. Tosas says, why not? Kevin Shisoseris, Dichaz Yafila B'Shiva Sasra. Because you don't know if you're successfully going to go through the Shiv Nikiyim, meaning she has any discharge during the Shiv Nikiyim, so that undoes the Shiv Nikiyim. In other words, she has to start counting anew. And so therefore, if she counts with a bracha and she gets to day six and she has a discharge, so now she's going to have to count again. And all that counting just went away. And so all those brachas now were bracha levatala. So really interesting, by the way. I mean, you could obviously such an argument is rejected. But you can make an argument if you know that you're not just a disciplined person and you're not going to be counting all 50 days of Sfiras HaOmer or 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, so maybe you shouldn't start because, you know, you don't know if you're going to make it through. Okay, but obviously, in other words, it's, you know, such an argument may exist, but it clearly Tosus does not even entertain such an argument. Okay, next back to the Braisa.
One is up on you to count.
Yes, yeah, right. Something beyond your control. Understood. I also see the difference. So in this braisa, so mimachras haShabbos, mimachras Yom Tov. So the braisa starts off with, we know the conclusion. It means the day after Yontif, meaning the first day of Yontif of Pesach. So Oeinu Ela Machras haShabbos Brachos. And here now the braisa at least is going to entertain that maybe it's actually Sunday. And to which now this Bryce also is going to have its five arguments. So here we go now. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Harei, Omer, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, Kol Sfir Shetei Sofer, Lo Yehei, Ela Chamishim Yom. You're going to be counting, and it's 50 days, and it's always 50 days. V'im Tomer Mimacharos HaShabbos Breishis. Now, if I'm going to start my count on Sunday, so Pamim Shata Motzi Chamishim Ve'Echad, Pamim Shata Motzi Chamishim Ve'Shnayim, Chamishim Ve'Shlosha, Chamishim Ve'Arba, Chamishim Ve'Chamisha, Chamishim Ve'Shisha. If I start counting on Sunday, look, Pesach, let's say Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. So that's great. So you know what tomorrow is going to be? Tomorrow is going to be day one of my count. Because if I start counting on Sunday. So Pesach will be, I'm sorry, Sunday will be now day one. And good, and we'll count, and we'll count 50 days, and Shavuos will be on the 50th day. That's wonderful. But let's say Pesach fell out on a Friday. So now what? So now, the day after Pesach, that's now a day. But I didn't start counting yet. I'm going to be starting counting on Sunday. So that means now that it's not 50, but it's 51. And let's say Pesach fell out on a Thursday. So now it's Friday, Shabbos, and then Sunday start counting. That's 52. V'chule, v'chule. So in other words, it's not always going to be a 50 count. It'll be sometimes a 51 count, sometimes a 52 count. Next argument of the Gemara. Rav Yehuda ben Bisera Omer. Now, here it gets a little bit tricky, and Tosfos makes this observation that in the previous braisa we had Rav Yehuda ben Bisera, and we had him giving a different explanation. Okay, so one of Tosfos' suggestions maybe is that there are two Rav Yehuda ben Biseras, whatever. Point acknowledged. Let's move along. Rav Yehuda ben Bisera Omer, it's the last Tosfos on the Amud, if you want to see it inside. Rav Yehuda ben Bisera Omer ein tzarich. No, it's not. I have another raya, as we now turn to the top of Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Harei Omer tispor lecha sfira tuluya beveizdin. Yatsa Shabbos breishis shesfira sabachol adam. Good. We saw this already in the first braisa. This is the argument of this is a counting that I need beizdin for. If we were counting on Sunday, I don't need beizdin for Sunday. I know when Sunday comes about. But if it's a date where I start counting for a date on the month, 16th day of Nisan, I need beizdin. I can't count without the assistance of beizdin to tell me when Rosh Chodesh was. Good. That's an argument we already saw. But again, this is our second braisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, three lines down. Mimachros Shabbos, mimachros Yom Tavata, mimachros Yom Tavoinu, ala mimachros Shabbos Breishis. So here he just opens up the question once again. V'chi nemar mimachros Shabbos shebetoch haPesach, v'alolo nemar ela mimachros haShabbos, d'chol hashana kula melea Shabbosos. So if we're talking about where it's Sunday, well, which Sunday is it? You know, in a given year, there are a lot of Sundays in a given year, right? At least 50 Sundays in any given year. So it's Seu Badok, Ezer Shabbos. So number one, so if it's just, I start counting on a Sunday, you tell me which Sunday. So in other words, because of the randomness and the lack of our ability to put our finger on the calendar and say, hey, start counting Sunday. Okay, there's this Sunday, there's next Sunday. Which Sunday do you want? As opposed to if Mimachros or Shabbos means the day after Pesach, there's only one Pesach. So therefore, that gives us a constant frame of reference of when we count. V'od, and I'll give you another raya, says Rabbi Yossi. So in this braisa, it's four Tanayim. It just happens to be one of the Tanayim is giving two arguments. V'od nemar Shabbos lamata v'nemar Shabbos lamala malahalan regel tchilas regel afkan regel tchilas regel. A proof that we saw in the first braisa, this is our second braisa. So Rav Yossi now goes and gives a proof of we're comparing the Mimachros HaShabbos of Shavuos, where there we know that the Shtei Alechem is brought on Yontav, which also is Tchilas Yontav. Same thing with Pesach. On Yontav, which is also Tchilas Yontav as well, meaning it's the day after Yontav. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, and this is now the end of the braisa vis-a-vis this discussion, this topic. So, Kasev Echad Omer Shesh Yamim Tocha Matzos, V'Kasev Echad Omer Shiva Yamim Matzos Tochelu. A discrepancy the Gemara notes numerous times, and that is the number of days over Pesach were to eat matzos. It's interesting. The Torah says in one place in Parshas Re'eh, you're going to eat matzah for 6 days. Another place in Parshas Bo, the Torah says you're going to be eating matzah for 7 days. Now, obviously, that's confusing. How many days am I eating matzah? And on top of that, it seems to be that the correct answer is seven. We know Pesach is a 7-day yontif. So what does that mean, 6 days we're eating matzah? So over here, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar gives an ingenious answer. He says, V'haketzad matzah shi'i atayochol ochla shiva, minachadash atayochol ochla shisha minachadash. What a wonderful answer. In other words, you're eating matzah for 7 days, of course. But still, there's a difference between day one of Pesach and the subsequent 6 days of Pesach. In that, on day one of Pesach, yes, we're eating matzah. But do you know which grains we're eating matzah from? Not this year's grains. We can't eat matzah from this year's grains because this year's grains aren't yet mutter. When are this year's grains going to be mutter? Only when we bring the Omer. When are we bringing the Omer? On the second day of Pesach. So if we're bringing the Omer on the second day of Pesach and we're counting the Omer from the second day of Pesach, so that means on day 2 through 7 of Pesach, it's a different matzah. We're eating matzah from this year's grains, which are now mutter. So wonderful. So it's such a wonderful proof. Now, if we started counting the Omer, bringing the Omer and counting the Omer on Sunday, So this discrepancy between 6 and 7 is not absolute, because sometimes Sunday will come out in the middle of Pesach. Sometimes it'll come out at the end of Pesach. And that means now that there, well, let's put it in the middle of Pesach. It's an easier way to see the argument. So let's say Sunday came out on, let's say, the third day of Pesach or the fourth day of Pesach. So now we don't have the split between 6 and 7, between 6 and 1. Now the split's going to be a different number. It'll be 3 and 4 or 2 and 5. So over here, by virtue of the fact that we're always bringing the Omer on the second day of Pesach, and we're always counting from the second day of Pesach, so then the split of 6 and 7 is a good split.
Do they handle this discrepancy, the Vitusim at all, the 6 and 7?
That's a fantastic question. Meaning, we don't see the.
That's in the Torah.
We don't see the whole debate. We just right. Miyom aviyachem tisperu yachol yitzor viyavi. By the way, just as a point of interest, I'm thinking out loud. It's really interesting that when the Baitis was speaking to Rav Yochanan and Zakkai, we saw in yesterday's daf, and the question was, what's your proof? Like, why didn't the Baitis just simply say Mimachros HaShabbos? He gave this, you know, strange, you know, nearly ridiculous argument of, you know, well, Moshe wanted us to have a 2-day weekend. Why didn't he just simply say, hey, open up the Chumash, and let's read. Mimachros HaShabbos. Right? In other words, even the Baitusim knew that these arguments that were provided in the Gemara, again, varying degrees of strength of argument, but they, you know, they're good arguments. So even the Baitusim knew that the Pasuk itself is not to be read on its simplest level. Okay. Again, I just thought out loud. Okay. Miyom aviyachem tisperu yachol yitzor viyavi. We're done, but we're not done. Meaning, we're still in the middle of the Braisa, but the Braisa now is concluded. It's a series of arguments in terms of how we know that Mimachros HaShabbos means the day after Pesach. But as long as we're here, and as long as the Darshan, the Pasuk, we're going to continue doing so in the Braisa. The Braisa continues, Miyam Aviyachem Tispor Yachol Yiksor V'Yavi. I might have thought that I should first harvest, bring Ve'emesai Shiyir Tse Yispor, and count whenever you want. Now, when we say whenever you want, meaning, we already know when we're counting. We know we're counting on the day that the Omer is brought. But should I count the night before? Should I count the morning of? Should I count the afternoon? Meaning, when in the day of the 16th should I count? So right now the Brice is entertaining a Havamina that maybe count during the day. Now, again, we all know the conclusion, but, you know, the Brice is getting there. So Tamalamar me'achel chermesh bekama. While the stalk is still upright, meaning while still connected to the ground, techel lispor. So at that point in time, that's when you start counting, says the Torah. So that means to say that at the time of harvest, when is harvest done? Well, we're going to see in just a moment, the harvest is done night of. Meaning Motzei Yontev, night of the 16th, that's when we harvest. That's when we count. So the Gemara says, okay, so I might have thought, so fine, so harvest and count. And when do you bring? You bring whenever you want. The Gemara says, no, Tamalamer, miyom haviyachem. The Torah says, in terms of the hava, of the bringing of the omer, so very clearly the Torah says that you bring it only during the day. Imiyom haviyachem yachol yitzor v'yispor v'yavi b'yom. Okay, so if I know I'm bringing it during the day, so maybe everything else should be done during the day as well. Meaning, maybe the harvesting and the counting and the bringing are all to be done during the day. So no, because when we're counting, it has to be a complete count. When is it going to be a total and complete 7 weeks? So that means that I have to count at the night prior. Because by counting on the night prior, so now that's an entire day, which will lead to an entire week, which will lead to a series of 7 entire weeks. So since it's Sheva Shabbos to me most Yena, so therefore the counting has to be done at night. Yachol, good. Yitzor v'yavi, v'yispor b'layla. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe everything should be done at night. So the harvest should be done at night, and the counting will be done at night, and the hava will be done at night as well. So Tamar lomar mi yom haviyachem. Yeah, but we ping-pong back to the other pasuk that says that the hava, that the bringing of the omer has to be done during the day. So haketzad, so what we're going to do over here is we're going to create a pshara. Kitzira usefira balayla. So the harvesting and the counting is done at night. The havaba yom, and as far as the bringing of the omer is going to be done, it's going to be done during the day. So now we've taken the 16th day of Nisan, and now we've positioned everything at different times of the day. In terms, well, there are only two times. It's only night, day. But in terms of, there are three action points to consider. One, harvesting. Two, counting. Three, bringing of the Omer. And in terms of now, allocation of when is going to be done, and specifically at which time, night versus day, the harvesting and the counting are done at night. And again, how do we know that? We know that because the counting has to be done at night. Why? Because Sheva Shabbos is Tiyena. Because the counting has to be a complete count, so therefore I count at night. So, and we know that the Ketzira is coming in conjunction with the counting, so therefore the Ketzira has to be done at night. The Havah, the bringing of the Omer, has to be done during the day because of the Yom HaViachem. Okay, Tosfos over here. Tosfos that the... let's finish the sugya first, and then we'll get and then I'll circle around to come back to Tosfos. Okay, Amarava, Kulu Islo Pircha Bar Mitarti Tanai Basrai Beim Bemasisa Kamaisa Beim Bemasisa Basraisa Deleslo Pircha. So Rava says, Rava weighs in. Rava, although he's an Amari, he's not a Tana, but you know, he has the credentials. He has the ability to weigh in on judging the arguments that we saw. We saw two brises between yesterday's daf and today's daf. We saw two brises. In brisa number one, we had five arguments. In brisa number two, we had an additional five arguments. Again, there was overlap between the two brises in terms of the various arguments that were given. Rava says that as far as the first brisa are concerned, the first three arguments that were given, they're okay. In other words, you can ask questions on them. They're not ironclad arguments. The last two arguments of the first brisa, they're really good. In the second brisa, same story. Now, it's not the exact same story as I already noted. There are not five Tanaim in the second Braisa. There are four Tanaim. It just happens to be that one of the Tanaim in the second Braisa, Rabbi Yossi, gives two arguments. But still, same basic idea. That in the second Braisa, the first three arguments are okay. But really, the last two arguments are much stronger arguments. And Rav is now going to back up his thesis with actually going through every one of the arguments and pointing out that, in other words, in the first three of each of the brisas, so you could poke a hole in the argument. So e mid the Rav Yochanan Zakkai. So here we go now, chazara of everything we did between yesterday and today. E mid the Rav Yochanan Zakkai. So dema kedabaye. Now Rav Yochanan Zakkai said the discrepancy between weeks versus days. Right, go back to yesterday's daf to review Rav Yochanan Zakkai. What Rav is now pointing out is that look, the discrepancy between weeks versus days, that may be speaking to a different point. Well, that which Abai taught us. What did Abai teach us? Damar Abai mitzvah lemimne yume mitzvah lemimne shvue. As it relates to the counting of the Omer, there are two components to the mitzvah of counting of the Omer. There's a mitzvah to count weeks, there's a mitzvah to count days. Meaning that the fact that the Torah says Sheva Shabbos is Tamimos, that means that you count weeks. The fact that the Torah says Chamishim Yom Tisperu, that means you count days, and there are two mitzvahs. Now, I'd say there are two different mitzvahs. That's a little bit of... That's a strong way to say it, meaning the Moni HaMitzvos, the counters of mitzvos, are they actually counting this as two separate mitzvos? No. The easier way to say it, the better way to say it, I don't know about better, but the easier way to say it is that there are two components to the mitzvah of counting days, counting weeks. Once you say that, so then the Rav Yochanan Zakkai argument no longer can be employed because now we have another way of explaining the discrepancy. We'll come back to the weekday, the weeks day counting, the dual component to it, a little bit later. Number two, Imid Rabbi Eliezer, if it comes now from the second argument of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. So in other words, this is arguments two and three of the first Braisa. So to be Yom Tov Rishon Kai, Dilma be Yom Tov Acharon Kai. So the Gemara says, well, in other words, I know it's the day after Yom Tov, but on Pesach, do you know how many Yom Tovs come out in Pesach? 2 days of Yom Tov come out in Pesach. The first day of Pesach, and Acharon Shel Pesach. So yeah, you want to successfully argue and tell me that it's the day that immediately follows Yontif. Which Yontif? Day one of Yontif or day seven of Yontif? Maybe the counting comes after day seven of Yontif. So if my entire argument is predicated on it, it has to be the day after Yontif, I'll buy the argument. I just don't know which Yontif we're talking about. Okay. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Beser, Lesu Pircha. But in Braisa number one, arguments four and five, good. Solid arguments. No holes to poke over there. And Imid Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. And now we now head into Braisa number two. And a review of Braisa number two. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. That was the first of the second Braisa. So Hava Amin Adama Chamishon Labar Mehanishisa. Remember, his argument was, you know, it's the Right. It can end up becoming longer than 50. Sometimes it'll be 51. Sometimes it'll be 52. So as far as a counter argument, what do you mean? No, it's 50. Meaning it's 50 from when I start counting. Granted, I may not start counting the day immediately after Pesach, but whenever I start counting, it'll be 50 from the day I start counting. And Rav Yehuda ben Becerra mimai debiyam tov rishon kai dema biyam tov achron kai. And if it's Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, which was the second opinion of the second Braisa, again, the day after Yontif, maybe. But which Yontif? First day of Pesach, last day of Pesach. And Rav Yossi, nami chazi le percha. And Rav Yossi, meaning, remember, Rav Yossi in the second Braisa gave two arguments. Rav Yossi himself knew that his first argument wasn't that great, because Rav Yossi gave a second argument. When you're giving a second argument, it means you know your first argument's no good. Or, not no good, sorry. In other words, has a deficiency. V'hainu dekam Rav Ahud. Okay. And so therefore, that leaves us now with the last two arguments of the second Braisa, which Rav leaves as being stronger arguments that are that can stand the test of any kind of counter argument. Gufa Amar Abaye, the Gemara says, let's go back to what Abaye taught us. Mitzvah lememne yuma, mitzvah lememne shvua. It's a mitzvah to count the days, it's a mitzvah to count the weeks. Rabbanan debay Ravashi, mani yuna yume mani shvue. And then the Gemara goes on to report various nihugim, the chachamim of Ravashi, the yeshiva of Ravashi. So they would do that. They would count days and they would count weeks. Amemar mani yume velo mani shvue. A memer would count days, but he wouldn't count weeks. Amar zechla mikdasho. The argument that he makes is that nowadays, the mitzvah to count Sfiras HaOmer, so we're doing it nowadays, but it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why not? Rashi. Amemar mani yume velo shvue. Amar haiminyana dahashta lav chovahu. Dahaleka Omer. When is it a mitzvah d'oraisa to count the Omer? That's when there is an Omer. Meaning the counting of the Omer, as we've gone over now this entire daf today, predicated on the fact that the counting of the Omer is predicated on that there was a carbon Omer that was offered on the second day of Pesach. But without a carbon Omer, so there's no Sfira Sa Omer. But still we're going to count. That's Zecher LeMikdash, Rashi. Zecher LeMikdash Mamahu, Hilkach B'Yumisage. So therefore you don't have to do a full counting. You could do a partial counting. A full counting would be counting days and weeks. A partial counting would be days, not weeks. Okay. Needless to say, there are so many shiurim that spin off the daf today, and our purpose, our goal is to get through the daf. So, although there are numerous topics that come off of today's daf, so what can I tell you? We scratched the surface over here. One thing I'll highlight just on the daf alone is, first of all, a really interesting machlokus between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam. Let's say, it's a really, in other words, the Rishonim deal with the most basic issues, and then, you know, later as, you know, later the, you know, the questions get more sophisticated, more developed. But a really simple question, a really basic question. Let's say you didn't count at night. Can you count during the daytime? In other words, right now we're not doing complex, we're doing something really simple. Right? You missed a night. In other words, in the morning, the next morning you wake up, so do you count? I'm not even discussing with or without a bracha. Just simply, is it shayach to count during the daytime? Or when in the evening? Actually, Tosus also addresses that as well. When in the evening are you counting? Are you counting night? Are you counting right before we get to night, the Bein HaShemoshes period? So already, so the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam discuss and debate that issue. That which is most popular in this Tosfos, what quote unquote everybody knows. Who knows what everybody knows? But what is most popular and discussed is the end of the Tosfos. If you take a look at the last four lines of the Tosfos, va'od pasuk ba'alachas gedolos shim hifzik yom echav lo safar shuv ein sofer mishum debay tamimos. So the Bahag says that if you miss a day of counting, so that's it. You don't count anymore. So why don't you count anymore? Because the Torah says, and the Gemara Darshan, that it has to be Sheva Shabbos Tamimos. It has to be a complete counting. And so the Bahag says, so you miss a day, that's it. You're done. You don't count. Again, we're not even discussing right now with or without a bracha, meaning that already is, that's the next step in the discussion. We're just talking about, do you even count? And the Bahag says, no. Tosfos says, V'tema gedoli hivalo yitakein. Tosfos over here doesn't explain, but just simply says, I can't imagine that that's so. That you missed a day and therefore you're going to lose your count and you can't count anymore. And again, just the beginning of the discussion of so many basic issues. When do I start counting at the night? If I miss a night, can I count the next day? If I miss a day, can I continue counting? These are the basic issues that are being discussed in the Rishonim. And again, there is so much to go over and so much to explore over here in regarding to Sfiras HaOmer. We have a daf. Let's continue. Katsru v'nasnu b'kupos. Let's say you harvest and you put it in the kupa. Not let's say. Sorry, wrong way to start the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here now is going to continue in the detailing of the actual bringing of the Omer. Right? As I mentioned at the beginning of the Perek, the Mishnayos over here are a step-by-step procedure in terms of how the Omer was brought. So now the Mishnah is going to continue. Katsruhu. So they harvested. V'nasnu b'kupas, and they put it in baskets. Hevi'u l'azara, and they brought it into the azara. V'ayu mehavavin oso b'or k'day l'kayim bo mitzvos kali. Divrei Rabbi Meir. We know this. We know that these grains need to be roasted. That we know for sure. The Torah says that you're going to be roasting these grains, these barley grains. Here's the part that we're not sure about. When exactly do we roast them? When is this requirement of kali, of the roasting of the grains? So our mayor, first of all, tells us that the roasting of the grains is a direct roasting, meaning they're directly roasted over the fire. The chachamim omrim bekanim uvekluchos chovtim oso, kidei shelo yitma'ech. So the chachamim say no, you're not roasting them directly over fire. First of all, you beat them a little bit. You take the grains and you're going to beat them. We're taking the husks off of them, and it's going to be a light beating. I know it sounds funny when I say light beating, but actually Rashi uses such language. If you take a look at the Rashi, v'chacham amorim b'tchil chovtim osam v'lo k'derech tzvua yavsha shechovtim osam b'makel shekorim plyo. It's not like you're going to beat them with a stick, but the ella b'kanim lachim uv'kluchos b'kal shokruv k'dei shalit ma'ech. We don't want to crush the kernels. So therefore, we're going to give them a light beating. And then, asnu lavuv. And then what we're going to do is we're going to put them in a reed. We do want the heat to go into it, so the reeds that we're going to put them in, they're metal reeds. The reeds that were copper actually, as we're going to see in just a moment. So they're going to have holes in them so that the heat can go inside. So therefore, we are roasting them, but not directly over the fire. We're going to be roasting them in these copper reeds. And then we are spilling them onto the floor of the azara. And they're going to be wind dried. And then the grinding, and then the sifting. And it's going to be sifted through 13 sifters. Now, we started with at least 3 sa'ah. Remember, there was an opinion at the beginning of the perek, 5 sa'ah. But we're going to start with 3 sa'ah, and we're going to end off with an isaron. So that means that 90% of it are going to be left over. Only 10% of it is going to be used. So 90% of it. So what do we do with it? We redeem it, and it can be eaten by anybody. It does not have kedusha zagof. V'chayv b'chala u'patar min ha'maaser. Now, it's going to be obligated in the mitzvah of chala. Remember, it's a grain. So when I make it into a dough, there's a mitzvah of hafrashas chala. However, there's no mitzvah of maaser. Rabbi Kiva m'chayv b'chala u'v'masros. And Rabbi Kiva says you're going to be chayv in both chala and in maaser. Tomorrow we will discuss the machlokas of the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva vis-a-vis the various afrashas of Chala and Meiser. So stay tuned until tomorrow. Tanu Rabbanan, we are on the bottom of the Amud. Aviv ze Aviv. So Aviv is Aviv. Now, that was helpful? Sure. Rashi on the bottom of the Amud, ze Aviv, klamar, reishis kitzir. It's the first of the harvest. That's Aviv. Right? We in Hebrew, we translate it as spring. But it means newness. It's a first. So the Aviv, ze Aviv. Sorry. Kalui ba'esh. Malamish ha'yisrael mehavavim oso ba'esh. Kedei l'kayim bo mitzvos kali. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says that there is a mitzvah of kali, which means to roast it over an open fire. Sounds familiar, right? Sure, because that's Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah. This is a braisa. They coordinate. The chachamim omrim, as now we are on the top of Samach Vav Amud Beis, ein or lashon kali ela davar acher. No, not directly over the fire. Indirect heat. So, and we'll take out the next two words. Ein lashon kali ela davar kalil. The word kali actually is not a derivative of the word roasting, but rather kalil, something which is hollow. It was placed in a hollow tube. Rashi describes it as a kli nechoshes, as a copper tube. Haketzad avuv shel klayus hayusham vayamenukav kikavra. So the copper tubing had holes in it, like a sieve. Kidei shetea or sholotas bekulo. And so that the heat would go throughout the entire, so it was roasted, not direct fire, indirect fire, it was roasted while in these copper tubes. Aviv kalui geres. So over here now, the Torah says that it's aviv, which is the which are the kernels in its whole state. It's roasted, and also geres, it's going to be ground down. Now, eini yodeim aviv kalui im geres kalui. So here, my confusion, says the Braisa. Are we roasting it in its whole kernel form? Are we roasting it after it's ground up? Now, it's unclear in the Torah because the word kalu is between aviv and gerish. So, which is it going on? Is it going on that before or that after? Keshu'amra ba'ish hifstik ha'inyan. So when the Torah says the words ba'ish, that creates a break in the pasuk. So that means to say that kalui ba'ish is going on the former, not the latter. It's going on the whole grain, not on the ground grain. Carmel, rach umal. And as far as what does the word carmel mean in the Torah? It means that it's soft. And so that we want the grains to be in a soft state, not to be hard and brittle. It can be rolled in the fingers. Vechenu omer. Now, is it strange that the Torah talks in contraction, lashon trikon? And the answer is no. But what the Gemara wants to do, and this is where we're going to end today, is the Gemara is going to give a couple of precedents, more than a couple. Three times throughout Tanakh where the Torah, the Navi, the Ksuvim, they use various notrikin. In other words, words which were really just contractions. Vishba mibal shalisha v'yavo li'isha lokim, lechem bikurim, v'esrim lechem se'orim, v'karmel bitzik lono. So so a person comes in and goes over to Eliyahu Navi and hands him all this grain, and he gives it to him, bitzik lo no. What is that? So it's really a contraction. It's a contraction of numerous words. Vayomer tein la'am. Sorry, let's first finish the pasuk. Vayomer tein la'am v'yachlu. Ba v'yatsak lana v'achla. I'm sorry. And now what we're going to do is we're going to take the word bitzik lo no, and we're going to unpackage it, meaning it's a series of letters that actually spell out. The beis ba, the tzadi v'yatsak lamed lanu, the last nun vav achlanu, and the last vav v'nave. So come and provide, and let us eat, and let us enjoy. V'nave haya, and it was enjoyable. Okay, v'omer, another such example. Nit al sa, so be'avim. I'm sorry, nit al sa be'avim. So the word in the pasuk in Mishlei which describes a man and woman who are going to have an adulterous relationship. So nit al sa. So it's a strange word, and again, the Gemara understands it, but derech no trikon. It's a contraction of, and again, just follow along the letters. Nun, nasa, we'll first have a conversation, meaning this is basically a formula for how you get to the point of niyuf, of adultery. Nasa, we'll have a conversation. Vinasan, and we'll go back and forth. Vinna'ala, that's the ayin. And we'll go up to the bed. And then v'nismach, the samach, the sin, right, interchangeable. They sound the same. They're interchangeable. V'nismach. And we'll enjoy. V'nischatei v'avim, and we'll sin. Okay. Another example, v'omer. Kanafra anim na'alasa. Right, the wings of the bird are ne'alasa, no say. It lifts up its young. Ole. And it brings up, v'nischatei, and it brings it back down again. V'omer, another example. Kiyarat haderech lenegdi, conversation between a donkey and its owner. The owner, of course, being Bilam. Yir asa, the word yarat is a contraction of yir asa. The donkey was afraid. Ra asa, it saw the angel. Nitata, it went off the path. Debe Rav Yishmael Tana, Carmel, kar malay. Right, kar, it's full malay. I'm sorry, kar is soft and malay it's full. The same basic idea, just a different etymology of how the word gets unpackaged and uncontracted. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we start with the Machlokas Tanayim, how to be mafrish off the 90% of the leftovers of the Omer.